First of all, local government, the Carrboro Town Council meets tonight at 7 to receive updates on the town's efforts to mitigate climate change and promote equity. And the Durham County Board of Commissioners is convening today and tomorrow for a two-day budget retreat. And in Chatham County, some less good local government news. The News and Record reports the executive director of the Chatham County Housing Authority was arrested last week for allegedly awarding fraudulent contracts to friends and family in exchange for kickbacks for services that never got delivered. Prosecutors say Joanne Davis took in more than $200,000 in an 8-year period. She now faces 19 different federal charges. In Raleigh, state health officials have once again delayed the start of a managed care program for Medicaid enrollees who also receive services for behavioral health or intellectual and developmental disabilities. That program was set to start last December, but it got pushed back to April, and now the state health department says it won't begin until October. All other Medicaid recipients have already switched to the new program. That happened last July. Now we head to campus, where more and more students are using their first year after college as a gap year, taking time off to travel or refocus before entering the job market. But some recent UNC grads are using their gap year to head back to school, as Brianna Atkinson discovered for Carolina Connection.
Michaela, thank you for being my college advisor and one of my besties. Thanks for dealing with my craziness.
Michaela Campbell is reading thank you notes from the bulletin board in her office. Among the notes is an array of cards, drawings, and pictures.
I put those up there just as like a reminder to myself that this is important work and like I do have an impact.
Campbell is an advisor for Hugh M. Cummings High School in Burlington. Before that, she was a student at UNC studying English and African American Studies. When Campbell graduated in 2021, she joined the Carolina College Advising Corps. In the program, recent UNC graduates are sent to schools that have a large population of low-income, first-generation, and underrepresented high school students. Director Nierick Perkins says the goal is to increase those students' representation at colleges like UNC.
These are rural counties. These are urban counties. These are small towns and cities where there's an opportunity for us to really motivate and inspire young people who never thought they had the opportunity or never dreamed of the opportunity to be able to enroll in a college or university.
We've got, I applied to Forsyth Tech, I applied to WSSU, I applied to UNC Chapel Hill, I applied to JCSU.
Outside of Campbell's office and in front of the media center are a row of flags. Each has a student's name and a college they applied to. One of the flags belongs to senior Alejandra Castro, applying to UNC Chapel Hill. She says Campbell helped her realize what options were available to her.
I was very confused on how to apply to colleges. Like, I didn't know where to start. I kept doubting myself to, like, know, like, oh, what universities would be good for me.
Castro says that people around her also doubted that she could be the one to make it, even though she has good grades and is enrolled in challenging courses.
A lot of people doubted me before, like, going to, like, harder schools, saying I'm not very smart enough and all that. So she just kept pushing me to, like, you know, do it. It's worth the shot just to, like, you know, try it out.
Part of what fuels Campbell's passion for her students is knowing what it's like to be in their shoes.
A lot of my life looks like my students' lives right now. So I worked multiple jobs when I was in high school. I didn't really have anyone to help me through the process of applying to college.
Her favorite part of the job is being able to be that person. Someone who can help students whose parents haven't been to college before. Someone who can encourage students who don't believe college is attainable. And just as someone to lean on and hang out with.
We talk about life, talk about Netflix, we talk about some of the more heavier things that they might have been through that they haven't talked to someone about before. So I think just being that person that I didn't have is my favorite part.
Castro says being able to go to Campbell about her everyday stressors has helped her mental health.
I usually go to Ms. Campbell just to have someone to talk to, because like I do have extremely bad trust issues on other people. So going to Ms. Campbell, it makes me feel really comfortable.
Campbell says this is another important piece of the program. It isn't just a pipeline to send students to UNC or other schools in the North Carolina system. It's about doing what's in their best interest.
It's about getting them somewhere that they're going to be comfortable after high school. So working with our career development coordinator to work on job shadowing, working with the recruiters, the military recruiters, if that's their option.
For Marilyn Ramirez, another senior at the high school, that path is community college. She says she eventually wants to become a nurse.
I would be like one of the first generation to go to college in my family. So from the start, I really didn't know what to expect or what I had to do. But I would say that Ms. Campbell made the whole process very easy.
Campbell says encouraging students like Castro and Ramirez is what makes the job meaningful to her.
Even if my little office can be a safe space for them for 10 minutes, that does make an impact. So that's what keeps me going. That's what's inspired my career path. And I think overall, I think it's changed my life a little bit.
Not only has Campbell made an impact on students through this program, but she's also learned something about herself. Work like this is her passion, and something she plans to continue doing after she returns to college to get a master's in school counseling. In Burlington, I'm Brianna Atkinson.
For Carolina Connection, a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media that airs Saturday mornings at 8:30 on 97.9 The Hill. Finally, as we head further into 2023, what is the state of our local economy? To what extent should we be worried about inflation, unemployment, or the possibility of a recession? Last week, a local economist joined the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber to get a closer look.
The Chamber has surveyed local businesses for the last 15 years. We do it every February, and we were able to report real optimism locally.
That's Aaron Nelson, President and CEO of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro.
We know that we are late into recessions here locally, and we're generally the first out. But when we ask businesses, we have 52% of local businesses saying that they intend to hire in the next 12 months. 45% say they're holding steady, but only 4% have plans to lay off.
No surprise there, as businesses have been struggling to fill vacancies since the pandemic hit. And that strong hiring market is welcome news, especially this year, because many economists are forecasting a minor recession by the end of 2023. Recessions usually mean higher unemployment rates, and unemployment is historically low right now, so that wouldn't be a surprise either. But retired NC State economist Michael Walden says this one, if it comes, might be different.
There are some economists argue we could have an officially declared recession without a rise in unemployment because businesses reduce their costs by simply taking away all those unfilled positions.
Other good news, Walden says the inflation rate is likely to drop throughout 2023 from the current 6.4% down closer to 3% and then down closer to 2% in 2024. Back on the local level, another recent trend has been a big spike in consumer spending. Retail revenue in Orange County increased substantially during the pandemic and has remained high ever since. Now, that's partly because we're doing a lot more of our shopping online. When an Orange County resident buys an item on Amazon instead of South Point Mall, that purchase now counts as revenue for Orange County instead of Durham. But Nelson says there are ways to measure in-person spending, too. And there as well, Orange County's economy is looking good.
In Hillsborough, they have a 1% meals tax. So when you take a look at whether that's growing or not, you take Amazon out of the mix. And that has showed strength throughout this. We know that downtown walking around, we're able to track there's more people walking in the downtown in the last 12 months than there have been pre-pandemic. So we've rebounded fully while downtown Raleigh and downtown Durham have not.
All of which leads Michael Walden to say, when summing up the state of the local economy in 2023,
I am optimistic, but I'm also cautious.
You can find more data on the state of the local economy at carolinachamber.org. We've also got a link to it on our website, chapelboro.com. 6:20 your time right now. We got sports for you coming up next. Speaking of sports, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 3rd through the 5th, you can head up to the Parkwood Ballfield in Durham for the second annual Cloudbuster Invitational, a charity baseball tournament celebrating local baseball history. Cloudbusters were a team of baseball players affiliated with the military that were playing around the Triangle back during World War II. That team included players like Ted Williams and Johnny Pesky, a really cool moment in local history. It's also, though, in addition to celebrating local history, raising funds for the Fitch Family Comprehensive Pediatric Rehab Program at UNC Children's Hospital. Really great and important cause. We're going to have a lot more coming up on this next hour. Joni Mills, who's one of the organizers of the tournament, is going to be joining us here in the studio. But you can get details on the program now at cloudbuster.maxgiving.events. And then again, head up to the Parkwood Ballfield in Durham all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Catch that tournament and contribute to a really terrific cause. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Chapel Hill Tire. Another big win last night for UNC men's basketball, 77-66 over Florida State, as the Tar Heels look to play their way into the NCAA tournament. Rough night for Armando Baycott with just 1 point, but the rest of the starters made up for it. 19 for RJ Davis, 18 and 9 boards for Leaky Black, 16 for Caleb Love, and a double-double for Pete Nance, 15 points and 10 rebounds. All four of them hit 3 3-pointers, first time that's ever happened in Carolina history. UNC as a team shot 48% from beyond the arc. Welcome news for those of us who've been watching them struggle to hit their shots until recently. That was just enough to hold off the Seminoles as they cut an 18-point lead down to 4 before the Tar Heels finally put it away in the last 2 minutes. Biggest star of the game, probably Leaky Black. He tied his career high in scoring, held Seminoles guard Darren Green to 1 of 11 shooting, and slammed home a critical second-half dunk that ended that Florida State rally. Here's that play one more time, plus head coach Hubert Davis on Leaky after the game.
10 on the shot clock. Baycott comes to set a screen. Davis goes right instead of using it. Kicks it in the corner. Black pump fake for 3.
Drives and hammers it home! That away, Leaky.
It doesn't surprise me what Leaky did on the offensive end. He's just been fantastic all season, and the job that he did on Green. Green is one of the better shooters in the country, and his ability to shoot, to come off screens, move without the basketball is fantastic, and I thought Leaky did an outstanding job on him as well.
Super Davis there on the Tar Heel Sports Network. Just one more game left in the regular season. Carolina Duke Sunday night in the Smith Center. UNC women's basketball is already done with their regular season. They're getting ready for the ACC tournament in Greensboro later this week. Carolina's up 4 spots to number 18 in this week's AP rankings, and they are the 7th seed in the tournament. Their first game will be Thursday against either Clemson or Pitt. Over to football now, where Inside Carolina reports the Tar Heels have hired a new tight ends coach, Freddie Kitchens, who spent much of his coaching career in the NFL, including a year as head coach of the Cleveland Browns in 2019. Kitchens will replace John Lilly. He's heading to Charlotte to take over as tight ends coach for the Panthers. Two Carolina teams in action today. UNC baseball hosting VCU at 4 p.m. in Bosch-Amer Stadium, and UNC softball is in Anderson Stadium hosting Winthrop at 5. And finally, in some sports-adjacent news, big congrats to the organizers of this year's Chatham County Sheriff's Office Polar Plunge, which saw 125 people jumping into Jordan Lake on Sunday. Organizers were hoping to raise $15,000 for Special Olympics. Instead, they raised $23,000. Well done there.